Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com. Nehemiah chapter 6 talks about a battle that takes place between the leaders of the surrounding area and Nehemiah as he refurbished the wall. It's interesting how they wanted him to come and talk, and they were masquerading as somebody who cared for him, but really they wanted to harm him. He knew that. He was focused. He said, I'm about some great work here building this wall. I'm not going to come and talk to you. Could have been a great excuse to do it. I don't think anybody would mind that he would go talk to them, but he understood they wanted to harm him. If you are doing God's work, there will be often times of distraction and people that very possibly might want to harm you to get you out of their way. Because of your loyalty to the King of Kings and the authority that God has, it leaves people who don't believe in God and believe in their own authority very little ground to stand on. They have no authority because God is the only one that actually does. In fact, these leaders didn't leave him alone. In the fourth verse of the sixth chapter, it says, and they sent me four times this way, and I answered them the same each time. Not only did they come after him once, they came after him four more times. And then the Bible goes on and tells us that they came after him a fifth time, and this time they sent a letter. And this letter was unsealed, which means that everybody that had their hands on it between the time it was written and the time it was handed to Nehemiah knew what was inside of it. The letter read as follows. It is reported among the nations, and Geshem also says it, that you and the Jews intend to rebel, and that is why you are building the wall. And according to these reports, you wish to become their king. Oh my goodness, that's not what's happening at all. If you've been following the story at all in the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah was brokenhearted over the fact that God's reputation was being harmed by the wall that was down. People had gotten used to it this way. He went, used his own resources, his own time, risked his job that he had to go and rebuild this wall, and now those in the neighboring area are upset with him because he rebuilt the wall. And now they're telling outright lies about him. It is not unusual for the king of lies, Satan himself, to use people to tell lies about those who love God. We can spend our lives trying to unravel all the lies that are being told about us, or we can outlast them in our lives and continue to do what is right day in and day out and let God take care of it in the long run. Lies are a tangled web that are tough to unravel, and we need to focus on what we're here for, not the lies. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of SilverbirchRanch.org on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.